This morning, our scripture text comes from the book of Deuteronomy. This is the fifth book in the Bible, the fifth book of the Jewish Torah, books of law. And it is a book that was written in the 8th and the 6th centuries BCE, primarily concerning maintaining the covenant relationship between God and God's people, Israel, through faith and law. Our text today is a ritual text, and you will notice that in the language that is repetitive. It is to help the people remember. And it contains the oldest statement of faith in the Bible. You can listen for it. A wandering Aramean was my ancestor. That's the key phrase. In this narrative, Moses is handing down the rules of faith and law just before the people enter the promised land. Now, all these rules and admonitions that Moses gives throughout Deuteronomy are attributed to him, even though this book was written down centuries after the people were led by Moses out of Egypt to the land of promise. They were kept orally. The law of Deuteronomy, therefore, is a lived law, handed down orally, put into practice, sometimes forgotten, and then returned to practice, and finally written down in the time of the kings that come after King David, or perhaps even during one of the exile periods. This law is not about rules to memorize, but practices of faith to be remembered and followed time and time again. So, as we begin our part of the story today, in chapter 26, we find Moses and the people on the brink of the promised land, as I said, and I like to imagine them standing at the crest of a hill, looking down into a beautiful valley, as Moses gives them the most important rule of faith to follow. Remember who you are. When you have come into the land that the Holy One, your God, is giving you as an inheritance to possess, and you possess it and settle in it, you shall take some of the first of all of the fruit of the ground which you harvest from that land that the Holy One, your God, is giving you, and you shall put it in a basket and go to the place that the Holy One, your God, will choose as a dwelling for God's presence. You shall go to the priest who is in the office at that time and say to him, "Today I declare to the Holy One, our God, that I have come into the land that the Holy One swore to our ancestors to give us." When the priest takes the basket from your hand and sets it down before the altar of the Holy One, you shall make this response before your God. A wandering Aramean was my ancestor. He went down into Egypt, and there he became a great nation, mighty and populous. When the Egyptians treated us harshly and afflicted us by imposing hard labor on us, we cried out to the Holy One, our God, the God of our ancestors. And the Holy One heard our voices and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. And the Holy One brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with terrifying display of power and with signs and wonders. And God brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now I bring the first fruits of the ground that you, Holy One, have given me. Then you shall set the basket down before the Holy One, your God, and bow down before your God. Then you, together with the Levites and the aliens who reside among you, shall celebrate with all the bounty that the Holy One, your God, has given to you and to your house. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, thanks be to God. At the time this story was written, let's start that sentence again. At the time of the story we just heard, which had been written down by that time, the Hebrew people had been wandering nomadic people for at least two generations as they came out of exile in Egypt following God's lead. They were faithful people most days, others not so much. Sound familiar? According to this ancient and remembered story, they received an inheritance of land from God promised to their ancestors, so that they were to share with the Levites and the aliens. Now that's a strange phrase, isn't it? The Levites were the tribe of priests who had no land of their own to grow crops because they attended to the people's covenant life with God. And the aliens were not from another planet. They were simply people who were not of the 12 tribes of Israel. People who had joined them in their wanderings, or people of other faiths, some already living in the land, people who were immigrants. This whole story is about remembering to remember what to offer to God and how to share. Remember that God is the one who liberates and sustains the people. Remember to bring the first fruits of your inherited land so that they can be shared with those in need. Why? Well, because this inherited land ultimately belongs to God. And you, the people, belong to God. Therefore, the first act of God's community is sharing. These were the Hebrews, God's people, remembering and seeking to live out the justice and compassion of the one God they followed, who had called them so long ago and brought them out of exile and into a good land. In our stewardship campaign this year, we are remembering who we are after the exile of pandemic lockdown. We are Plymouth. As Hal likes to say, we are an outpost community of faith on the plains of Colorado, furthering the kingdom of God that Jesus announces already within and among us. We are an interdependent, beloved community of folks seeking to follow the ways of God's love that we know through Jesus. We strive for simplicity of living and for good working ways together. And yet, we are also a complex community of intertwined relationships, passions, and purposes. Miraculously, the Holy Spirit comes along to guide us when we lose our way, when we struggle, when we fail, as well as when we are at our best. As our 2022 stewardship campaign materials tell us, and these are in your bulletin, we were forced into a new era, a new way for us to be church through these last 3 years of exile and pandemic protocols. Like our ancient Hebrew ancestors, we must remember who we are after exile, and learn to live in a new land. Like our ancestors, we stand at the threshold of a new life, hearing the guidance of Moses of how best to live in that new land. Remember, you are God's beloveds. Remember who gave you this land. Remember to share. Now, the letter, which you hopefully received this week, came that was along with our stewardship brochure, invites us to remember who we are through some salient questions. What does Plymouth mean to you? How does being part of the community express your life of faith and your identity? How does this unique expression of God's realm speak to your greatest need and longings? One of the things that Plymouth is to me is sharing. I have learned so much about sharing and about being someone who shares, and I've learned it from you during my years at Plymouth. My favorite and most recent example is the student welcome event we had in August to welcome and equip CSU International students and those in the Lutheran Campus Ministry Housing Security Program. Our fellowship hall and our north patio area was full to the brim with household goods. I mean, really full. And we gave away these goods. Not sell them at some low price. We gave them away. What a picture of the wealth of America that can be shared with those arriving in our land with just a couple of suitcases of clothing, or those coming to college as perhaps first generation college students from families with little resources. Most of us have so much stuff, my friends, and what a joy it is to share it. Not to give away some of our sort of worn out stuff to ARC, but to share things in our houses that are barely or rarely used, or to even share goods that we have the money to go out to purchase, then to give away something brand new. I watched in wonder that day as the students and their families came and went, and the day unfolded with the magic of smiles and gratitude. It was a microcosm of what could be in our world if those of us with the top 20 or 10 or 20 or maybe even 30% of the wealth would share with those most in need. Gift economy. Opportunities to share at Plymouth abound. Through faithfully giving our financial resources, through our annual stewardship campaign, through Share the Plate each month, through our four yearly UCC special offerings, through events such as Crop Walk and the annual Youth Sleep Out for Homelessness Prevention, through the many, many opportunities to share the privilege of our wealth, through the Mission Marketplace that's coming up November 5th and 6th. And you can volunteer. It's in the bulletin insert. Now think of the ways that you share resources of time as volunteers. With Faith Family Hospitality and the immigration team who do so many things, but one of which is sponsoring our beloved Afghani family, and then once again through volunteering with Mission Marketplace. I sound like a broken record. My friends, we are like a busy, bustling community of ants. Really, ants. Ants tell each other where food can be found so that they're not hoarding individually, but they are operating on a principle that the more of them who gather food, who know what's where it's to be found, the more food they will have as a community to share. And the more they have to share, and our community extends beyond our walls into the world. We're like a bunch of ants. Think of the ways you share yourself in relationship through Christian formation, book studies and study groups, through volunteering with our children and youth, through prayer groups and seasonal yard cleanups and caring for the memorial garden and helping with memorial services. I could go on and on, couldn't I? Think of the ways you share yourself in relationships with Plymouth and the wider community, working for justice through our new climate action ministry and our ending gun violence ministry team. Now I'm gonna tell you a secret. Our new ministry match survey and database program, which is also in your bulletin, and you can take it today through the QR code, is empowering our ability to share ourselves in relationship. So we can quickly integrate people new to our community who want to be involved, as well as give those of you who have been around for a long time perhaps a new place to volunteer, to share your time, your relationship. If you are new, you can click on those ministries you've been matched with, and they will take you to a place where you will find a contact person so that you can get involved as soon as you would like to. So we are like ants gathering resources to share, but we are also like trees. Trees in complex and life-giving relationship with one another. Think of all the trees that grow from common root systems underground as one being reaching up as in many, many bodies, birch and ash and mangrove and our beloved aspens. Think of how oak trees wrap their roots around each other under the earth, thus surviving even hurricane strength winds. Think of the mycelium, that threading network of fibers that communicates between tree roots, particularly around toxic growth, and protects the trees from harm. We are sharing in ever-deepening and intertwined relationships with one another that give us life and that also extend beyond our doors, bringing life to a wider world. As the psalmist sang, we are like a community of trees planted by streams of living water, the living water of God's love. We nurture and we share. We are Plymouth. It gives us joy to share, doesn't it? It's okay to feel good when we share. However, we are not invited by God to share because it makes us feel good. We are invited to share because we are made in God's image, with the spark of God's love, God's divine love within us. And sharing is the essence of God's love. The Holy One is always sharing. Let us remember this when it feels scary or intimidating to share of our time, talents, or financial resources. And it does sometimes feel intimidating. What if we're not enough? What if we don't have enough to give? We hear those voices, but nothing that we give is insignificant. Nothing that we share is insignificant, because we are part of God. So sharing is who we are. Sharing is who we are as human beings, and it is in the very depths of human community. For building community is to the collective, the whole of humanity, like spiritual practice is to the individual. And building community takes generosity and vulnerability. This is what Moses was trying to tell and teach the Hebrew people. Generosity means giving of what you have without strings or expectations attached. Bringing our first fruits, not our leftover fruits. Vulnerability means showing up and showing us what your needs are as well. So that even as you give, you also receive. How can we increase our sharing and strengthen the ties that gather us for living in this new land and for new growth after exile? Through generosity and vulnerability. As we gather like ants, telling others where to find bread of the earth and the bread of heaven. Through vulnerability, as we are connected to, at the roots like trees, connected at the roots of our faith, sharing nurture and healing and strength. We are Plymouth. We have a God-given ability to share. We are invited, well, more than invited. We are guided. We are directed to share. Sharing is who we are. Thanks be to God. Amen.